Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So if you're like many South Africans and truly more than half of the globe, you probably have been watching the Olympics. And South Africa has won its first official gold medal with Tatiana Smith, who made a ravishing finish towards the 100-meter breaststroke in the races last night. So, phenomenal win. But of course, as we know, that's one race that literally took a couple of seconds. But there's a lot of hard work that's been invested into making sure that that moment in time turned out to be a success. And these are similar principles that we can also apply to our lives when it comes to investing. Being patient, exercising ongoing and continuous investment and development and growth. And of course, making sure that at the end of the day, we also strive for gold. So Belinda Carpet, who is a group savings and investment specialist at Allan Gray, is going to join us now to help us unpack how we can perhaps draw lessons and learnings from the Olympics to our investment portfolios, where we too go for gold, whether it's an asset class or performance level. Huh? Belinda, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you for your patience tonight.
Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to your listeners, and what a wonderful night as we reflect on Tatiana's incredible race last night. Just truly fantastic, and so proud to watch that race, how she came and touched the wall and took gold.
Right. It's amazing. My mind already went back to Penny Haynes growing up. That was what I remember in terms of the pool and the performance we had in South Africa. And year after year, it's just been phenomenal to see many more swimmers come up. And as I thought about this, I thought, my goodness, it would be great if my portfolio could win a gold medal. And whether that's gold in terms of positioning and performance or gold in terms of asset class, either way, we wanted to win. But maybe let's just go back by drawing some of the parallels that exist when it comes to training as an Olympic athlete and investing.
I think there are so many parallels. I think for an athlete, it takes years of discipline, it's years of training, it's years of mental preparation. And the parallel with investing is that it also takes a long-term commitment. It takes years of discipline, sticking to a budget, and it takes years to leverage the value of time on your returns. And what I mean by this, it's the magic of compounding, where you earn returns on your returns. And ultimately, this is where your money starts working for you. So I think there's many parallels that we can draw between an athlete and a long-term investor.
Definitely. And I guess a lot of it really does keep to, having a discipline in terms of treating it as a marathon and not a sprint. And that comes with a lot of complexities, right? The kind of discipline needed, having a plan and sticking to the plan. Talk us through that.
Well, that's a great question. So I think discipline is a key element. Within the context of our current generation, many South Africans are supporting their parents and supporting their children. And I think the average South African is actually battling to start saving. But the discipline is just to begin, no matter how small that amount is. Mm. If you had invested 10 Rand in the JSE 20 years ago, it would be worth 150 Rand today. But put differently, if you gave yourself, if you had saved one cup of coffee 20 years ago, you would be able to buy 15 cups of coffee today. And I think it's the discipline just to begin to start saving, to set that habit in place. Have a look at your monthly spend. It might be a night out or a night out of a takeaway or buying that magazine. But find that unnecessary spend in your monthly expenses and put that away.
And you're right, actually. It doesn't matter how small it is you start off with, but having the discipline over the long term, because that consistency builds some of those outcomes there. But consistency also requires discipline. If we look at the last few years, Belinda, oh my goodness, we went through COVID. 2021 was the implementation of high interest rates. Interest rates have been incredibly high. Our pockets have really been under pressure as South Africans, and we constantly need to find a level of resilience. So how do we build up that mental preparedness to navigate the journey and needs of our finances?
Absolutely. I think the last couple of 5 years, if you were an athlete, it would be the equivalent of pulling your hamstring every 6 months if you were an athlete. We've really been challenged. But as athletes prepare, they have this visualization, completing that routine, imagining themselves winning the race. having a vision board, you know, keeping motivated and staying focused when you are actually being tested, like you mentioned about having market corrections. And it's in those tough times that you have to stay focused and stay focused on your long-term plan and on your long-term strategy to get you through these difficult periods.
And on that note, I guess much like having a coach when you're an athlete, you need a coach who can help you with your financial journey, right?
I think that's so important. To be able to define where you want to be, finding a trusted financial advisor can help you do this. And once you know where you are going, your coach, your financial advisor will give you the training program to get there. And then having regular check-ins with your financial advisor, you might need to save a bit more, tweak your training, you know, adjust your nutrients, sort of adjust your investment plan. But having a financial advisor is your coach. It also becomes an accountability partner. You know, if you're having a bad, you know, when life happens, you know, keeping you motivated on your goals.
Definitely. We need to stay motivated on our goals. We need to keep with the long-term plan. And I guess like with anything, just revisit it when things do change, right? Because we are where life happens, opportunities or concerns might come about, and you just need to make sure that you are striving for gold in the long term.
Absolutely.
Perfect. We'll leave it there for today. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Belinda. I was going to tease you and say, should a gold medal be part of your portfolio? But I guess
gold's done particularly well, so it could be.
Very true. Incredibly well. Well above $2,300 there. But of course, it's part of the diversification that one does need to implement in their strategy. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Belinda.
Thank you very much for your time. Good night.
Awesome. Thank you. That's Belinda Carbert, who is a group savings and investment specialist at Allan Gray, giving us some insight this evening into how best it is that we too can go for gold. And imagine your money performed like an Olympic champion. Wouldn't that be a thing, huh? Well, Allan Gray, helping you secure your future, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.